At the UN Security Council today, three delegates of Iraq's U.S.-appointed governing council outlined an ambitious program of reform for their country, from politics to education to the justice system. It's the first time members of the new interim body have addressed the Security Council, where there is still some disagreement over how to proceed in Iraq. Most members welcome the appointment of the governing council, but want a timetable for ending the U.S.-led military occupation. NPR's Vicky O'Hara reports.
80-year-old Adnan Pachachi, a former Iraqi foreign minister, addressed the Security Council on behalf of his delegation. Speaking through an interpreter, Pachachi said that Iraqis are not happy about current conditions in their country, but he said they have tasted freedom.
The Iraqi population will never return to a society of fear and injustice.
The Security Council is considering what should be done to assist Iraq's reconstruction and political transformation. UN Secretary General Kofi Annan presented a report on that topic to the Council yesterday. It is based on extensive interviews with people and organizations inside Iraq by his special envoy, Sergio de Mello. The report emphasizes the need to restore Iraq's sovereignty, a point Kofi Annan made again today in remarks to the Council.
Our collective goal remains an early end to the military occupation through the formation of an internationally recognized representative government.
In his report, the Secretary General warns that there is an overwhelming demand for self-rule in Iraq. Democracy, he says, cannot be imposed from the outside. Various members of the Security Council called the establishment of an interim governing council in Iraq a positive step, even though its members were hand-picked by Americans. Jean-Marc de la Sablière, the French ambassador to the United Nations, also spoke through an interpreter.
France believes that this body is a partner with whom the United Nations and the international community should be able to deal as a first element in the Iraqi Provisional Administration.
Despite the positive comments regarding the interim governing unit, Security Council members, as well as Kofi Annan, criticized the security breakdown inside Iraq in the aftermath of the war. Annan said it is the responsibility of the occupying powers to maintain security. The United States has been trying to obtain assistance from other countries in that task. The United States needs to alleviate the strain on its own military resources, and Washington also wants the security force to have a more international face. But some countries, notably Russia, France, India, and Germany, have resisted sending peacekeepers unless the Security Council authorizes such action with a new resolution. Council members have been discussing that possibility. Günter Ploeger is the German ambassador to the United Nations.
Germany would welcome and support such an approach in order to enable those states who wish to contribute to the reconstruction of Iraq under the auspices of the United Nations to do so. My delegation has always advocated a strong UN role in the post-war scenario in Iraq.
But the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., John Negroponte, told the Council today that the previous U.N. resolution on Iraq is sufficient.
I would recall that in its first operative paragraph, Resolution 1483 appeals to member states and concerned organizations to contribute to conditions of stability and security in Iraq. And we strongly encourage member states to contribute stability forces under this resolution.
Washington is unenthusiastic about a new resolution because of the implication that the U.S.-led war in Iraq lacked legitimacy. Vicky O'Hara, NPR News, Washington.